How do you maintain or even increase your level of energy while doing everything necessary to have a successful business? We will cover all of the areas you need to look at in order to be an energetic entrepreneur, mentally and physically, including exercise, staying fit, and getting plenty of rest. Revenue. When you start and run a business, nothing is more motivating than money. It is motivating to dream up an idea on a blank piece of paper and watch it eventually grow up and generate money. When that takes place, it is a fantastic feeling. One of the things we want you to think about in terms of getting and staying motivated is looking at your primary and your secondary revenue streams, as well as the idea of creating passive income. Learning and growing. One of the keys to getting and staying motivated as a business person is continually learning and growing. It is not an option to be stagnant. Great entrepreneurs are always learning and growing. In fact, just this morning, Sean was reading Inc. magazine. He read an article about an entrepreneur who gave him a new idea about his business. This is just one small example of learning and growing by reading about a new or innovative idea. We will cover all of the different channels you can think about in terms of learning and growing as a business person. This also means keeping up with the marketplace and the competition. Creativity. One of the key elements of being and staying motivated in the world of business is keeping open your channels of creativity. When you're creative, you always look at new ways of doing things, new approaches, and new ways of generating revenue. We will give you some specific thought processes to look at in terms of enhancing and building your creativity to a higher level. Thinking. The late, great Zig Ziglar once said, "If your thinking is stinking, you need to get a checkup from the neck up." We love that saying. And Zig also once said that your attitude determines your altitude. We will review with you some of the elements you need to be thinking about in relation to how you think. As far as we know, we are the only species on the planet who have the ability to think about how we think. We will give you some innovative food for thought in order to adjust your thinking as an entrepreneur. We want you to live, breathe, and think like a great entrepreneur. Now let's look at how to use this book. Take notes. We strongly recommend that you keep a notebook nearby in order to take notes and write down key concepts and techniques. That way, when you're finished reading this book, you'll have a cheat sheet nearby so you can implement what you've learned into your business. Hopefully, you will have some notes on how to stay motivated. Read this book more than once. Research has shown that much more sinks in on the second and third readings than it does on the first reading. Use the Work It section. Think of this as an area for your action plan. At the end of each chapter, you will see a list of compelling questions to work through some of the key elements contained in that particular chapter. Please do not skip over this section, because this is the piece that will allow you to apply the concepts to you and your business. Embrace it. As you read Jumpstart Your Business, have an open mind in order to embrace the key concepts and ideas presented within its pages. If you have an open mind, then you will have a much better chance of getting and staying motivated. Read it with someone else. Buy several copies of the book, give one to a friend or a business partner, and then have a discussion group in order to compare notes. Having a partner can add to your level of motivation. A shared idea is a lot more powerful than one that is solo. Listen and learn, not just by talking, but by listening. Welcome to Jumpstart Your Business. Now get ready to jump. As Naveen Jain said, successful entrepreneurs find the balance between listening to their inner voice and staying persistent in driving for success, because sometimes success is waiting right across from the transitional bump that's disguised as failure.